Hello?
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yep.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke on Friday regarding branding your business on Google, even doing a website for you. I know you wanted to think about it over the weekend, you know, maybe cancel Angie. I did want to follow up with you, see if I can answer any questions you might have.
What would the timeline be to have the website up and for me to get in the calls?
So that's a great question. So, I mean, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days to build out your website, but usually it's faster than that, to be honest. It's about 5 to 10 business days, and then once your website is up and running and completed, even if we make changes to it, it'll stay online. But it does take us about 5 to 10 business days to build out your website. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website so we can attach it to that. So even in that first, you know, second week or something like that, you can start getting phone calls. I mean, it is a month-to-month service for a very good reason. We have to keep your phone ringing, get it ringing quickly, and, of course, earn your business. That's why I was able to reduce it below our operating cost, knowing that you're going to be successful with it and keep it long-term.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to take a look at that email?
I don't know about not the email, but I did look at all the texts.
Okay.
But I do want to move forward.
Okay. Now I know that the LLC is an LLC, but did you want it to be H4 Landscape with the LLC or leave it off?
H4 Landscape, leave it off, whatever people normally do.
Well, I mean, if you ask me, I say leave it off. I always say leave off the Inc. codes and LLCs, but it's a personal preference. We can leave it on, too. The important thing, though, is that it's consistent across the board. We want it to be the same everywhere, but I think leaving it off is a good call. And it's just the capital H, the number 4, landscape. And then your business is technically service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want the public to know about, right? Yeah. And, I mean, Google kind of expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. You know, run out of the truck, run out of the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. Of course, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. I do have the email address, h4landscape@gmail.com, which is perfect. We can use that email on the website. It'll be there for people to see. We'll also, of course,
we can do that. Since I'll be using the website, we can do admin@h4landscape.com or something.
Okay. Is that a valid email for you?
No, I'm sure that we can do that with the domain, you know, h4landscape.com.
Absolutely. Your first name is Jeff with a J, right? J-E-F-F?
Yes.
I never did get your last name.
Harder, H-A-R-G-E-R.
H-A-R-D-E-R or A-R?
H-A-R-G-E-R. Larger with an H. H-A-R-G-E-R,
G like George.
Yeah, H-A-R-G-E-R,
Gotcha, okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. First, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule your follow-up call with your interview technician. It's exactly like it sounds. We're going to have our Google-trained technician speak with you in greater detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, you know, what's unique about your business. Do you currently have a logo for H4 Landscape?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
I can get that over to you.
That's perfect. Yeah. And then we'll put that on the website. I did want to do one other thing, and that's just to add another layer of protection here, a little bit of extra security on the account. It is, in fact, a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, if they tell us that they are with H4 Landscape, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question.
Sure.
And then, Jeff, even more important, if anyone were to call you and tell you that they are with Google or Local Splash, they would, of course, need to know both the answer and the question, and if they cannot give you that information, you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing. Of course, that wouldn't be us. It's exactly $249, never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name, Sally, S-A-L-L-Y.
Sally, okay, I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then it is exactly $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
I'll give you my business debit.
Okay. Is it your name?
I do got to get it out of the truck.
No
it's H4 Landscape LLC. And by the way, the website is h4landscapes.com. So I already don't have the LLC in that.
Yeah, okay, that's perfect. Yeah, and like I said, consistency is important. So it's h4landscape.com. That's the domain that we're going to use. And then just let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I got it. All right.
Is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Visa, that should start with a 4.
And it has the company name and my name on it.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
The what?
The card number.
So 4085-4040-3628-2873.
And then the expiration month and year?
03/28.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
249.
249. So you said 249, 249 on the back of the card, March or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, was it 40, 85, 40, 40, 36, 28, 28, 73?
Perfect.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
24. Adams Drive, A-D-A-M-S, Drive, Terryville, T-E-R-R-Y-V-I-L-L-E, Connecticut, 06786.
06786, okay. Yep. Now, in about a minute or so here, actually a minute after I read the voice verification, which is required of us, you'll get a confirmation email. Your welcome email has your client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
That's all right. If it's in the email, that's okay.
Yeah, it is in the email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Jeff, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case, of course, they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, as we are a Google Premier partner, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification before I can process that payment of $249. It does get recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Jeff, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jeff, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
H4 Landscape.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jeffrey Eric Harger, owner, member.
Okay. And as the owner and member of H4 Landscape, Mr. Harger, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, of course, Jeff, for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name and the business name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah, okay.
Of course. Now, if it's to get results as fast as possible, Jeff, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jeff, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online.
I have one question. I'm sorry to
cut you off. Yeah, sure. No problem.
So you're saying the responsiveness on the phone, that's like I'm working a lot of times during the day.
Okay.
And there's like I get voicemails, but I do return the calls. Like that's okay too, right?
Oh, yeah. Like right. I said, within a timely fashion, which is 48
yeah.
hours or less. Yeah, perfect.
Sure. Yep.
That's absolutely fine. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie, and again, whether you cancel it or not, there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, with all the content.
You don't want me going with a competitor, double down with you, basically.
We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and even more important, it is our job, in part, to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's
sure.
fair enough. Okay, yeah.
Fair enough.
We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you on that existing domain. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the one-time setup fee, with it being month-to-month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Harcher, again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook paid ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, it is month to month with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that exact same reduced rate of $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is at will and no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jeff, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Harger,
yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive that automated email, that welcome email that does have our client support information on there. It's important not just because it has that information. Most of our emails do. It'll also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now it's going to take a little bit of time, a couple of days for your tracking system to be up and running. You can try at any point in time with the login credentials. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. You will receive official confirmation by email and text once that tracking system is active. You'll then
Could
have.
Could you repeat that last part of what you just said?
Yeah, your tracking system will be up and running in a couple of days, and when it is active, you'll get confirmation by email and text. You'll have, at that point, 24/7 access to your tracking system, and the reports do update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. Now, you'll get in a couple of minutes here the welcome email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of off the top of your head, knowledge questions, you know, the things I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Looks like we can get you in as early as 2 o'clock. There's also this afternoon 4, 5, or 6. Did you want something sooner or later?
No, that would be great. If we can do it today at like 4 o'clock, that would be
four?
Great.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. It's a one-hour window, but the call typically takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. Should get you right at 5 o'clock, or in this case, 4 o'clock, right? Yeah, 4 until 5. So it should get you pretty close to 4 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. If I am already on a call, they will, of course, call you. Anyway, they'll take really good care of you. Now, I do want to give my technician a little bit of a head start. Are you wanting to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Me, like the company services?
Yeah, your hours of operation for customers to call you.
I guess for online, it would have to be like Monday through Friday, but like, I mean, I work 7 days a week if I can, you know.
Okay. So you're willing to take phone calls even on the weekend and even do the jobs on the weekend, but you want to be listed Monday through Friday, like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Can you do like 9 to 6?
9 to 6. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
9 to 6. And then are you currently accepting anything besides cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App,
no.
Anything like that? No? But you do take cash and check, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got everything. So our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes they do all get sent together. One is the welcome email. Like I said, that's important. It's got your login credentials. You don't have to open up that one, but I'm looking at it right now. Your username is your phone number. It's already set in our system, so you can't change it, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Looks like Go Yahoo is your default password. You can change that at any point in time and as often as you like. You also got another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Again, you don't have to open that one up now, but anything you send our way will help. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but if you've got photos of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle, if you've got like a business card, you can take a picture of that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No, not licensed for anything and
that's
not
okay.
Insured.
That's okay. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but send us anything you can that helps us expedite the process of, you know, satisfying Google that you are a real, actual, legitimate company in the area providing those services. The one that I
so
did
wait,
want
you to... So you need pictures from me, like, of the truck and whatnot, just to send to Google to say, hey, I'm real?
Correct. Yeah. And
I could send like pictures of like my trailers, the mower.
Oh, that's
like,
perfect.
Me on it, like chainsaws.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. Photos of tools or equipment, photos of your service vehicle. There is one on there that says a photo of your workplace. I mean, obviously Google knows that service-based businesses, they don't have like a brick and mortar, so you're not taking a picture of your storefront. Usually where you park your work truck when you're not using it for work, that's usually just fine for that one. Like, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way, the tools and your work truck, that's definitely going to help. The one I did want you to open up though is the one that says local splash initial invoice. So if you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Jeff. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click right on those two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms.
What subject? Is this initial invoice?
Yeah, Local Splash initial invoice.
All right, and go down and...
Click on the click here. It's going to open up the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll. Obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. Your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. We definitely want you to get those phone calls, so we will mirror the content on Bing. Of course, like I said, the website's included, the Facebook ads, etc. You see those three boxes? We do want you to click all of them. One that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and the signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Though, of course, you can stop at any time. Once you've got all three of those boxes checked, click in the longer box that says click here. Type in your name. It is case sensitive, so capital J, capital H. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. Now, that does a couple of things, actually. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing the website, that we're reducing the cost, waiving your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that if it asks you for a username and password. You can actually... stop there. You don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first. And like I said, once your tracking system is active, you will get
notification. Oh, sorry. I did try to log in. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, you can try at any point in time. Just expect the next day or so that you're going to say like a message that says, oops, we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first. Your client interview is scheduled for today, though, which is good. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that.
Great.
You're also going to receive an automated reminder email. That email will be sent to you at 3:00, so an hour prior. Now, we typically will do our client interviews first day, second day, maybe even third day. So getting it done today definitely expedites the process. Within 5 to 7 business days, your dashboard, your client dashboard is going to be up and active. All of your directory submissions are going to be in place. Like I said, they typically want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website. It's usually 5 to 10 days. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. So that same time frame, days 45 to 60 is when everything is clicking on all cylinders. And, of course, anything beyond that, we're still updating, optimizing, creating additional content, client support. So we're always going to be here for you. Like I said, 24/7, you can email us. We will respond during business hours. And, of course, you can call us directly. You should have gotten the welcome email. Like I said, most of the emails have our client support phone number on there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We are excited to get that going for you, get that website built out on that domain, get the eyes on it, get those calls coming your way. And, of course, we're looking to earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Paul. This is seems fantastic. So we got the jump start on the interview today, and
hopefully
we can get the maybe I'll do the Google stuff by tomorrow, and
that's perfect.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited because I know you're going to be pretty hands-on. Oh, I might not have mentioned it to you. You will, through your client dashboard, have access to a website editor tool. Now, whether you're making changes to the website or if you want us to make changes, there's never any additional cost for that. So feel free to have us make those changes. Just send us an email, say, hey, can you add this photo? Can you update content? Or, hey, can we run a Labor Day special or whatever like that? But you can make those changes on your own, too. And like I said, whether you want to do it or have us do it, there's no additional cost for that, no additional cost for anything. It is that fixed flat rate, exactly $249. So I'm excited that I was able to get that reduced price for you, and I know you're going to love the service. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 4, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. If I'm not, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. They will also know the answer to the security question. Sally is your first pet's name. So feel free to ask them that if you want. But we're excited to get this going for you.
Great. Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
All right. We'll be talking to you. Our technician will call you with or without me right at or a couple minutes after 4.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.